I don't think the meeting is going to be very long. There's only one item on the agenda, is handover report. We must look at it and welcome also our former member of parliament, Dr. Coleman. Let us start with our report. And, Andile, who's leading us?
Apologies from Mr. Mtetwa, Mr. Matsipe, Mr. Kalisa, and Mr. Ngwezi.
Okay. Colleagues, let us start with our meeting. And we are too far. Why can't you come this way? No one was coming here. It's coming. He's on his way. Okay, let us go to our report. Of course, Andy, I'm very reported kind of an introduction. A report card and introduction. Introduction and report, I be on page 4 or 5. A report starting introduction and the purpose of the report. What is the content of the report? And what are the major recommendations that we are making for? Okay. Let's start then. Surely we'll reorganize it accordingly, Sharon. Can we start with the introduction of our report, colleagues? What do you want to say in the report? Minor can come this one. Next to a young comrade here. Thanks, ma'am. Excuse me, can we start with page 3? Ignore the written there, red one. Start in purpose of the report. Can we move to introduction? We may not be worried so much about the grammar. What is the structure of the report? This is a report, colleagues, that is going to be for a committee for hundreds of years to come. Parliament is not going to disappear. We are going to disappear ourselves. And Parliament will remain in touch for thousands of years to come, as long as there's democracy. As imperfect as it is, but I think it tries. There's no alternative, I guess. Can we move on to introduction What are the issues there that you think are lacking, colleagues? You just add also. Please, you raise your hand and then we are able to look at it. Let's move to the method of work of the committee. As we move, colleagues, if there's a point that you want to raise to enhance introduction, the purpose of the report and everything, please, just be free to raise your hand. And it's just a report. It must not be read by a person, six parliament. He doesn't even know what these mad people were saying. They must be clear that what the report is for. The Committee of Local Traditional Affairs. Baba Mason.
No, maybe it's a minor point, Chairperson, but it may be useful to make mention of the Constitution. Because it's Constitution and relevant legislation. But if you just mention legislation, the point may get lost. Especially in the South African context. In South Africa, local government is and its powers are clearly spelled out in the Constitution. And we must always refer back to what the Constitution says about local government.
Of course, labor report. May 2014 to introduction cover. Those who write a report, they must read. The report is not for 10,000 years. It's for this period. And then, what is always mentioned to us is those who come in to understand what are the issues and the challenges. And given that, colleagues, as we agree on the report, it still has to be reorganized in terms of the structure. And also, can we move to page 4?
And the Constitution is not Chapter 7 of the Constitution.
Chapter 7?
I don't know. I'm just there. Yeah, I thought so.
I can
double check that.
The role of the committee in terms of constitution, I think, will be put there. What are the main functions of the control of the constitution is very clear what we do. And I think we are reinstating it as it is in the constitution. So, can we move on?
Yes.
Two entities. A Department of Health Science and Technology. You can read on the structure of another report, but the content must remain the same, otherwise you can miss content. Okay, the natural entities, we get rid of that. And then, of course, the entities of the department. Name of entity, SALGA. And then, Municipal Demarcation Board. CRI. Municipal Instruction, MISA. Okay.
Where do we fit page 2,
page 5. then we move on to the religious activities. Page 5. Activities. Those are activities there. Page 6. One plus one, yes. Or one plus one is seven. And most of us. Most of us. Okay. Okay. We'll correct it accordingly. Yes, ma'am.
No, just to say there. For instance, I mean, there were a number of trips that were undertaken together with water and sanitation department. Just make one example. Mm. There were also trips undertaken to oversight, trips undertaken in relation to the Khoisan type issues, hearings. That's fine, but I'm just saying, where is that in the under meetings? My meetings are held, or is it?
Where is that?
No, what I'm saying is that I'm sure those two things can be considered. It can really assist and enrich the report and provide some insight. We just need a category. I'm sure we can categorize it in a particular way.
Okay. There will be oversight programs. Actually, there will be oversight programs, the joint programs. All of them must be articulated correctly. You do have records, and then you can't write 20 when there are four. Because all Dr. Coleman, when they do research, they must be clear that this research is a clear articulation. Members of Parliament are still guilty of a picture if they lie in their report. And then can still come into Ethics Committee.
That's true.
To explain yourself on that. It can be very embarrassing, and Dube is a judge in that system. We appear if you want to write a wrong report. It can't work that way. Everything that is recorded must be as accurate as possible. And then the content of the report must assist us when we hand over for our next team. They are never able to understand the challenges that we face, what we have done, what were the challenges, and what we are recommending to move forward and resolve some of those issues. The report are meant for that, really, to identify what are the agent issues and what you want to do on them. And then all others are just information. This one is statistics, is fine, it's for information. But it must be accurate, as you are saying, Governor. Join me, join oversight. And for public hearing will come in which field and what are the issues. And then in terms of briefing. I think on slot 6, those reoccurring issues are with us for some time to come. And the bigger problem always has been community work program. I don't think it's so we have resolved this problem. It's a reoccurring problem. And I think the new entity maybe will assist us. And then the issue, of course, of municipality problem. That's, I think, is a very serious problem. That's why, anyway, ESCOM is having so many problems, because municipalities are not paying because they don't have money. And the initiation issue, sure, every year we talk about it, because these are seasonal issues that are going to. And the quite insane issue is that they're getting. And then the drought and water, generally, would be a real caring. It will come after 5 years in South Africa, the drought. And improving all the outcome of counter portfolio. This one will be another issue that we don't do our audit at the portfolio competition. And then we receive reports. Petitions, no petitions, interventions, and the statutory appointment, not a single. Legislation, let us go to legislation. All legislation, I'm a public hearing, consideration, all that.
Start on point four. I think bullet bullet number 1, 2, 3, 4. The cabin initiation during protest. I'm not so sure, man. There was a report last year, December 2018, that in the Eastern Cape there were a lot of what happened there. I think we didn't get a report as a committee, maybe in the form of briefing by the just what was what went wrong there going forward, you know. Because like we have indicated, it's time to talk about that, and I don't think that it's too much. And I was just saying, maybe Chair, if you can brief us, if we're able to brief by the minister. What's wrong? Just brief. Maybe we have that understanding as a committee.
On what? On initiation?
Yeah.
You have passed the law, right?
What happens last year, December?
No, after people keep dying.
Yeah.
Because the mechanism are not yet there on the ground to curb the problem of initiating. But the intention of the bill is to stop it completely. And then once they implement the bill, they will be able to curb the death. I think once the bill. Is the bill signed now, not yet? With the SOP. Somewhere we are writing that in the report. So that you can't have a half report. This is a bill that was passed by National Assembly, now is an NCOP. Because NCOP is sitting until the 28th. They may pass some of these things, they may not even consider them, because I don't think also they are forming quorum now. Again, we have to indicate that the report on the table was Maplua, I think we are coming back as number 4. And then as we pursue this matter, must be clear what is was not done, where bills are at least, and maybe can be in touch new members, and then how this thing works. I think we should be clear on that. Let us go to legislation,
maybe before legislation.
Yes, yes, yes.
I just want to check the drought issue. There is no report on it.
The state of the issue that was, I think, was the drought fund. Because the drought money was not, court was not responsible for it.
Finance?
No, it was agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
Court was not responsible for the drought money. But because courts are always observed in terms of municipalities and disasters and other issues, then the issue that is there. That is the first legislation. This one was signed and accepted. President, this one is signed. And then objective are reinstated, really. They are.
This one was signed for
national disaster. It's now a law. It's now a law. Can we move to traditional leaders governance one? We have worked on it. And of course, it's going to be repealed by coincidence. Once coincidence bill become law, which I think the president going to sign sooner than yesterday, just to ensure that the recognition of coincidence and then become law, and then the special one will come.
But Secretary,
yeah.
What do we say when it is completed?
I think completed would mean general that has gone through National Assembly.
But it is still waiting the
then
signature.
Sophie, the signature bill, yeah.
Yes.
Then Sophie has accepted it.
Yes, it's gone through
it's
parliamentary
gone through
processes.
The president now.
Yes. So why don't we
put that
if we say it's completed just like the disaster one, it's going to be confusing.
Yes,
I'm support that idea, Chairperson, that even if we're not completed, almost underneath, then say, you know, this is where it is.
Yeah.
So that data is at the point of writing the report.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Thanks, Chair, and thanks for inviting me to your meeting. No, but also, Chair, there's a standard way of writing issues and activities and the laws that have gone through the National Assembly. So what I'm hearing from honorable members is that can the Secretariat and the Content Advisor check the general standard? Because when it has gone through, no, don't do that. When you go through Parliament as complete, it's because of the National Assembly. But it doesn't necessarily mean that as Parliament we have completed. There's a way legally in terms of the format of the portfolio committees how we write those reports. So we must just verify that one and be consistent in terms of the writing as Parliament, our legacy report, as it were. Because I understand there's a format that the House Chair has put through, so as to how you write it. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, sure, it should be a format. Can we move to coin sign one? Same. We move to customer initiation one. And so here at the moment. I think we'll be the sixth parliament then. That's going to be the
same.
Yes. In terms of the National Assembly, it's completed. The National Assembly has done their work, then it's on the Sophie side.
Isn't that when we refer the bill to NCOP, if they've got amendments, they refer it back to the Parliament again?
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm not sure the status of this one because it's still with the NCOP. It has not come back to. Unlike the Khoisan, it went to NCOP and then it came back to us. Then we took it to the National Assembly and it was adopted. On this one, I'm not sure whether when we say it's completed, are we right?
That is my last thing.
Honourable Chair, the point that I was trying to raise probably administratively as first is to say that there's a general accepted format of writing your bills, legislation. That those also doesn't necessarily need to go to NCOP in terms of its tagging. However, the point we're saying here, I'm suggesting, is that probably the administration, if they can check, because if you have completed as National Assembly, you have completed your process. You don't know what the NCOP is going to say, so you don't then anticipate what NCOP is going to say, because in terms of your processes, legally speaking, you have completed your process. So they must check the writing thereof, that should we specify the tagging of those legislations, and even when they've gone through, when through the speaker goes to the president, which I doubt, we just end in terms of our National Assembly processes as it were. Thank you, Chief.
Okay. Local government structures one is done. Page 11, continuation. Page 12, continuation. Okay. Page 18. Yes.
I think we are missing one legislation, the Systems Act. I'm not sure.
Here.
Oh, it's
not. It's not.
We don't have systems. Oh, okay.
Let's move to challenges.
I would suggest we just say that the status of the tagging and the application, instead of saying due to the misunderstanding, it will not look good one day if my child's going to do some research and say, hey, Dad, there was a misunderstanding with Parliament and the Department of Corporate Governance. I think we must take that out. I suggest, sorry.
Chairperson, I think I agree with Honorable McClure, and maybe we take this one to the column that we're dealing with legislation, and on this one we state the legislation name and the objective. Maybe then on the completed one, completed or not completed, then we state that it's not yet completed.
Okay, we will put it there. Of course, not completed.
Mm-hmm.
And then somewhere we will indicate, of course, that is second help to the constitutional court to grant another extension of time. Issues for follow up?
It has the potential to implicate us on a certain stance. As it read there, it actually says to us, to the reader, that you know we are not in support of the objection. If I read it correctly.
Well, I think the reason why we didn't inquire with this one was our agreement in the committee that the department, together with Parliament, should appeal. We should go back to the constitutional court and request the court to grant us another time. But the main purpose is that the minister shall file another coalition and appear before the court. They emphasize that they want to have real amendment. He said that we can't take one amendment only. We must then allow the next parliament to deal with the bill comprehensively. Because at the structural level, there is a lot of objections that they need to amend it in total. And then we said, no, let us have time then for this matter. We must raise it in a manner that can shut up. That was the intention of that comment.
If that's the case, Chair, thank you, Honorable Chair. If that's the case, why don't you just stop by the word bill? Don't make an example. because it's only one example, it makes an impression that that was the fundamental issue that it, they need to review the bill, as it were. Thank you, Chair.
So, must we have this column here? Because I thought this one, it's taken care of when we're talking about activities. So when we come again here and say areas visited, it doesn't make sense. Let us just take it out of this one.
We should do that because my activities will include all activities generally. They should flow from the committee meetings, oversight issues, go for study tours, and then we are able then to read the any lessons there, then we put it down to some recommendations that we met. There's two study tours.
Mm-hmm.
Was one study tour. Mm-hmm. I think it's captured there. There was in the People's Republic of China. Okay, well, you were not there.
I've been there with another tour. The only thing that I've learned there is to drink the water, not from the fridge. And I still do it out there today.
Hot water?
Not in the fridge.
Oh, okay. No, I can see I can.
They put it on top of the fridge.
Yeah. Abraham?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for it to be 15.
Can we move to study tour? Page 15. Rami wanted to go to?
No.
To say under petitions, Chairperson, there may not have been petitions per se, but I'm sure in the department, in the office, there must have been many letters and correspondence that was received over time and so on. Will those issues not relate to petition type issues? if they are there. And I'm not saying that we must list 101 of them, but an indication would be very useful, just to give a sense that people have interacted with the committee, I'm sure some of the meetings that we've had in the past 5 years have had to do with some of those issues.
Okay, I think that's a good time to look at it. Just to find, because we don't have the other court with us on the petition issue. Of course, we receive a lot in terms of the religious community.
Those kinds of
thousands of letters. We're almost filibustering everyone. Thousands of letters are being for. No restoration of religion. Let's move on. Page 16, following key issues of standing. Department of Cooperative Governance. 3 points there are made. Department of Traditional Affairs Initiation.
I'm not sure where to fit this. Isn't that when we were engaging the department, the issue of municipalities' debts to ESCOM was an issue. I don't know where can we fit it here.
Yeah. Someone also did talk about it.
No, just on this point, Chairperson. In cities and towns, there are sometimes buildings that belong to departments that are abandoned. Maybe public works, maybe home affairs, and so on, and they present a particular kind of problem. Because the municipality locally can't rebuild the place, can't re-look after the place, and so on. That's the responsibility of the relevant department. Those kind of issues, where do we include that? And something called unfinished projects. Unfinished projects would include things like there's a slab. The house that was supposed to be built never really got built because the company was liquidated, or those kinds of problems and so on. Now, especially in relation to big cities, then Ekurhuleni, Johannesburg, Tshwane, Cape Town, and so on. Because those are ongoing issues. They are service delivery related issues. And they arise in each term of Parliament. Now, I'm not saying that we should burden ourselves by putting additional issues, but it would just be useful to say the following matters may need some focus going forward.
Okay. In terms of what the Honourable Member is raised, in terms of the debts one, although I think it's covered there, but we haven't rescued it.
Mm.
So she is correct that it needs also to be brought forward as an outstanding matter that the new administration needs to be seen. The other one, Chair, I'm not responding. I'm trying also to package what the Honourable is raising. Is to say, probably he's raising it in a way that it impacts on local government revenue base, because it chases away business. But I don't want to talk about the housing project, but I'm just saying generally in terms of the municipal regeneration, if you can call it that way. In terms of the buildings and everything, then it will include all those things that then the new administration need to be seized of in terms of now specifically on revenue collection base of municipalities, as it were, because the rest is for under. I'm sure that the public works will take care of those other issues that Honourable Ambi raised in this one. Thank you.
Maybe also on the resolution on the subject, there is also an issue of unfunded mandate that is always not being dealt with adequately. Asking those municipalities to deal with the matter that affect also the cost issues of government. I think that matter also needs to be looked at.
Okay. Can we move to page 16?
Okay.
Those are issues there, self-pay. Community work program. This one we always say was already the continuous monitoring of it. It is there, it's doing a good job creating some job opportunities. But it's headed throughout the country. And I think we had a long discussion in this space. And it's very difficult to know which cups is where. One cup of tea somewhere in Tuzum, another one in Kwamash. The general things that scattered around, it's very difficult to account for that. I think we're making a point that in terms of inventory, you must identify what are the key tools and what are the general issues that cast and everything. Because they are unable to account for smaller young things, but they do account for bigger things. And then it's very difficult to spend 120 rand from Johannesburg to Durban for one spade and go to another one. Those are issues that we're saying that very, they are there, they're important, but not just general one to account for them. But it's very difficult to account. In fact, it's more expensive even to account for them. And the point that was made that we should work it out with them, try to find a solution to this. And MISA came in as a result again of lack of capacity of local authorities, local government. The last meeting that we had with MISA, it seemed that they are turning it around. It seems it's working. Of course, there's a letter that was written by other people complaining about what happened in MISA, all accusations of that. It's an outstanding issue for the next team to look at.
Maybe, Chair, another thing that we can also do.
Is it fine?
Yeah, maybe, Chair, another thing that we need to do is to assist in terms of making sure that the accountability on this public works program. We need to come up with a format that will be a single format for everybody, for them to be able to account. I thought the back-to-basic format reporting was assisting, but it looked like it's not. In this case, Chair, we need to come up with this format that is going to assist the municipalities to have the same format of accounting.
I think broad area, we are just saying the department must monitor the implementation of the law. Because the law is there already. They have to monitor that. Even the coming committee will there, but each one to monitor also. When they conduct the oversight, they must go there, let the prisoner, and see exactly what is happening in these traditional schools. So to ensure that initiations have attained. Quite an issue, they are recognized already. What is left is mechanism for identification, who are the true leaders of this community. and that's an issue. They are recognized already. The law is there, it's recognized. The recognition is no longer an issue. An issue now is mechanism to ensure that they are true leaders of this community are not already robbed by other people who are not even quite taking advantage of them. And that's the community, the mechanism that we propose, that's the mechanism now that needs to be implemented. I think it's going to take 2 years in terms of the transitional arrangement. Just to identify whether Max Lua is a coy or not. I know that Max Lua claimed that he's a coy.
Yeah.
But also he claimed that his originality is from Malaysia. Malaysian coy generally are cousins, distant cousins. There were coys in Malaysia, there were coy in South Africa, and then the distant cousins. We must work on it. Just to avoid a coy from Malaysia coming to South Africa and take over leadership of coy in South Africa. That's a problem that is there right now. And I think the committee that we agreed that was a committee that is going to work out. Those who say they are kings, they'll go to this committee, they explain themselves, they give evidence, and then they acknowledge like all other communities, all traditional communities, that is how it happened. And then the kings, there are a lot of kings anyway that are going to be demobilized immediately after they have died. Cousins don't become kings because they are only divine. And I think that's what an issue that today we are going to coincide now. What is left? Monitoring by department, by portfolio committee, the implementation of the law. They must monitor the implementation of the law. In fact, I think broadly speaking, all committees have not been very systematic in monitoring the implementation of the law in order for them to determine whether the law is making a positive impact to the intended beneficiary of the law. We have not been very good in doing that. Of course, we are young Democrats, I think. We are moving towards that. SALCA issue, they have raised some of the issues. I think we'll allow them to pay. And the Municipal Demarcation Board, the new board is in place now, but it's an issue that I think we have met with them at this country. Who's the chairperson of the new board now? For one, no one knows that. But they're in place. Okay. Jane is back as a member, not as a chair. The problem that. Okay. Let's move to the Richard's peer review committee. I think the first thing is the report was not presented to Parliament for a certain time. It's an abstaining report. This report has been abstaining because there was no agreement between us and the commission on one element only, peer review mechanism in general. They wanted to regulate religion, we said they can't do the correct religion. The advantage of it now is that they have agreed themselves that there must be peer review mechanism for religious leaders holding each other accountable. And that's how now they have agreed on that. That there should be a peer review mechanism in that. Or Manyoni. Oh, so Kutabo Manyoni is now chairperson of the board.
Manyoni.
I hope they will do a good job. They are good.
Okay. On the religious...
Defenders of faith.
On the CRL.
Yeah.
I think that this committee has a responsibility to include in this legacy report. In a very summarized high level way,
the challenges that are arising from the issue of the media center. Not spoil it, but write it in a way that does not suggest to a specific or challenging or governing control of the center. And the point of this thing that has come up the same, claiming to raise people from the dead, you know. The other was this
issue of Ngcobo, claiming to come from heaven and so on. And I'm not saying there's a practical suggestion I'm putting forward. Safe to say that we need to be seen to be encouraging communities and relevant institutions to engage on this matter. Because at some point in time, this thing that we saw happening in New Zealand will happen in South Africa. The killing of students in one university in Kenya by the, what is it called?
Al-Shabaab.
Al-Shabaab and those kinds of things and so on. And part of the responsibility of leadership and therefore parliament in a way is to ensure that these issues are not outside of the scope, the framework, so that's all that I'm saying, really. That there are certain specific challenges. We can see them miles and millions of miles away, encroaching and becoming a particular type of problem that's going to face our society.
Maybe it's an issue that you must look at. I think we need two paragraphs or three paragraphs. The religion and the must be three paragraphs of this. We are handing over the court to six parliament. And then we had public hearings on these religious issues. People came here. We know already what the general they want to do. It's very important that we are thorough on this report. Because the lobby team is very heavy. By another people are very able. And this is a key activity that we are engaged on. Public hearing were here. The general agreement of those who attended the public hearing is to allow them a peer review by the general. They said that it's far better to have a peer review mechanism. And then as a result of that, even the commission have shifted. That's why commission convened a contract, I think 1 month ago, in Johannesburg. But that contract was not convened by them. I said they requested religious leaders to convene this contract because I think the commission itself has accepted now that peer review mechanism is the best way to deal with religious affairs. But it's step one anyway, because if people in Botswana and Uganda and other areas, they are able to state, is able to say, no, you can't come here and open a church, who are you? And then I think peace will say that. But the laws of their country are very specific on some of these things. And I thought that the point that we agreed on with them was that the recommendation that we put forward, we captured this recommendation, that the committee put forward recommendation. Those recommendations must be reinstated. And then because the coming committee first must understand that there were public hearing attended by religious sector, had a lot of discussion on this with the lobby team for religious sector themselves, they were part of this, had discussions, and the committee almost agreed with them that we are going a peer review mechanism. And therefore, everyone accepted that at a certain point the state must intervene to protect the vulnerable with society. The state must intervene, but not to control religion, but to ensure that there's no criminality that is committed in the name of religion. And then I think the report must be thorough on that, because they have shifted now. Because what made us not to present the report to the chamber was that there was no agreement between us and the commission. But the commission now has accepted that our approach was a political problem. Then the current leadership, they have to look at it and then see whether they need more public hearings. They may need more public hearings just to ensure that they engage again with the region sector. Because it's organized now, I think Pastor Macaulay, all of them now, it seems the popular churches, you know. I don't know about the SPSU, the Council of Churches, whether they were part of the conference or not. They were part of the conference. It's organized. Simply, the sector is getting more and more organized. And then almost all of them agree with your position that the state must never control religion. But the religion must control itself. And therefore, have a mechanism, peer review mechanism, that will be able to hold each other accountable when they are making a mess. Like Pastor Makua, who's really that. You have a person in the ball, in the coffee, with the phone. The man was going really, it was almost like the 5,000 years of Egyptian people. They are very good at everything. If the phone was there, surely Tatakama was going to have a phone. And then call God sometimes. I'm on my way now. And then come and fetch me. Who's the senior angel? Gabriel. Gabriel, come and sit down. The man is just to reach that stage to go to the coffin and close the coffin. And that was a very situation. It's very clear that the religion is becoming a problem. Not the religion as religion, but so the element is hijacking all structures of the society. They're almost not different now from taxi industry. It's just they're not killing each other at the moment, but I think they'll reach that stage. Because there's a competition now between the popular churches and the established one, old one, Catholics, all those ones. There's a real serious competition. In fact, some of the problems in Swan were caused because of competition. And then some are no longer able to retain Osfiso are in Bushir. And then they say, I'm not doing it too, then let us go to an organization and tell them to march to Bushir for Bushir to close down. That's a bigger issue, that is the competition for membership. We will take the situation very soon where pastors are going to start shooting each other. And because it's money making scheme. They've started to do that, and then they're causing problems. I think on CRL must just be thorough in our report. A little bit detailed, not one way. Because we don't want to mislead colleagues who are coming in. They think that work was not done. Their recommendation, work was done, thorough public hearing were convened. And I think secretary, you capture things correctly. But they are recorded already. Yes, they are. And let's go back to the pages that we said they can't be the introduction. They've got issues that they can be part of our report. Page 1. These are key highlights, you know. That naturally key highlights will always follow our introduction. Follow introduction. What are the highlights that we are putting? So when you write the report, you always put content of your report. But you get these are highlights that I think all mine and the whole part, they thought that are very important.
Chair, may I suggest something? I apologize, I might be wrong. I think page 3 must be page 1.
No, you have taken that way. Yeah, you have taken that way. We started with page 3. These are highlights, will be page 2 through whatever time, but don't follow the introduction. And then the period of the report. When a report is read by a person, Dr. Coleman, you will know that the report is between this period. It doesn't accuse us for fought in the revolution when we're not in a fought in the revolution. And then you know that the report is between this 5-year period, and then 2014 to 2019. That's what the report is all about. Because then the context will be easy to understand. And then otherwise, it becomes vague and can be very difficult to read it like that. And they, even the Bible, they have dates anyway. Some also, yeah, they have dates. When the Utimama, if you read it, if you are reading John in 2017, it must be relevant for 2017. And then it's very important, John 14 remains the same, but interpretation changes all the time. Because the situation changed, context changed. But the guys, the gospel is still the same. And then John 14, Matthew, Luca, and all those people. Doris Areco. There's no Doris. And then it's very helpful because it's still relevant today. I thought that report that I've written should be relevant for many years to come. You must never read, write report. When a person comes in read a report, doesn't understand what you're saying. And I was saying to me, a person who was always good in writing reports is Halim. And then when you look at the high panel report, when you read it, you understand exactly what they're saying. And it was writing report is skill also. And then they're not reading because who are the recession. Essentials can write a terrible report. And it's a skill to write a report. And then the report then becomes a report that assists everyone to understand the challenge. What are the challenges, what are the issues, and how do you deal with those challenges? But then we should do that. And one organization that writes a report nicely, not to the ANC. Or general secretaries of the ANC. Report that were written by Duma Nokwe, 1940s, when you read them today, they are sharp. The report written in 1940. We were not born by that. But when you read them today, they still address issues. And then the very good report, writing, report written by Joe, by Zou, that is very good. Written by Cyril Edwin. Period, short period there, still very good. When you find all of them and read all of them, always still talk about the challenges that you are facing today. And then, because they are good writers of reports. The ANC has produced sharp writers of reports. Not true? They are good. They are reporting fellow professor from university. And one professor never been on the cloud. That is what he's writing about. But they are very good. The ANC shines in writing reports. That's why all of them, they wait for ANC manifesto. Once we have released our own election manifesto, all parties then come in. But everyone take one part of the ANC, twist it here and there. Then everyone take away ANC. Because ANC needs society. ANC must never be jealous about that. Because when you lead the society, every societal member must take from you and develop it further. And that's what all parties are doing. EFF did that very well. We ended up talking about land and compensation. ANC took a decision. They want to do. ANC must do this. But they write good reports. And then when you read it, you can feel the public, what is the high panel one. When you read every high panel report, you know, every issue, every law that Parliament has passed, when they write a report there, they are very sharp in writing reports. These are very helpful, for generation to come. The reports are not for us anyway, for generation to come. And maybe one day will disappear because of the climate change. It's not far away anyway. What happened in Malawi, Zambia, and not Zambia, Malawi, Zimbabwe, in Mozambique. It's almost coming this time. The northern part of KZN is flooded even this morning. and they come at the 1985, 1985, where the coffins down there in Deben were flying. Mm-hmm. And then we were still a mayor. We're not a mayor at that time. No, we're not a mayor in 85. Otherwise, we're going to be in BNB to be a mayor at that time. And but you can see that it's coming. Maybe Rand, that's why you must pray yourself. Maybe the end of the world, who knows? If I'm, and then dying with two spirits, so this is a good idea. you can invite God to come and take you to heaven. But it's a point that the report should be very clear how we are on report. No report is written without a clear purpose. Why do you want to write a report? The report is for handover. Handover is almost giving direction and suggestion for the coming leadership. This is what we have done over 5 years. These are our weaknesses. These are the challenges that we face. This is how we do it. But this is what we are recommending for you to continue in what we've done. They will improve on it because they will have more access to natural resources than ourselves. And then the report is, we wanted something like that. Because many people don't read detailed report, it's always good not to have a very long report. A report must be punchy to raise issues that people do. I think we agreed and that we'll do it this way. And then we'll just change the structure a little bit. And then we'll see how a little bit expand on it. We should expand it because the religion is, in fact, I think, she must accept one thing, that she has really raised the question of religion. It's preoccupying all of us daily now. If the commission was not there, none of us are going to be talking about religion and the problem that we are facing in the sect. And all priests now, they accept that there are problems. And they want to solve the problem. I think it's a good achievement for the team, really. And then because many of us were very scared to touch the question of religion. And then because it's too big. But I think now our fund is everyone says we agree with government. Even the question of initiation, we're told that never enter initiation. Got no role to do in it. But now, every one of them now they accept that government intervention was very helpful to solve the death in initiation school, there's a law now. They appreciate that. And Matua. That's how the government party works. Takes many years of persuasion. And then now, the people have accepted now. This is how we should do. Even Andy now accepted this thing as voting now. And it was Andy who was taking a vote. Mama, we are special. We are not in. He accepted now that we are special. But for one purpose only, the hygienical issue only. But we are better with having a hygiene issue. It's not initiation to make you a good man. That's not true, a good man. In Parliament, they know this thing, you know, one away from. And everyone says that when you stand up there, hey, one in the side. I like this thing dance. In fact, Brandy, you should have invited him to attend the ANC function tonight. He was a good dancer. When you go to the bar next to nothing, yeah. Old assembly bar. Maklua was dancing there, and then Maklua, they were fights, you know, that we know the Ghanaian song, the chant of home. After Jean. Yeah. The party politics doesn't work in the bar. That was a good
thing.
Anyway, truth speaking, you can absolutely blame us in society, but what we have achieved is people to understand that we are members of parliament, but we are South Africans. We joke, we drink together. There's no fear to talk freely on that. It's a great achievement, though. And the 300 years of not talking to each other, 25 years have changed completely. You can talk to each other. you can go with Matlua, and then if you go to Rahambi Matlua, you're not fired by your party. They accept that. That's a great achievement anyway. You can take it for granted, but it's a great achievement. And that's 25 years, South African, they see themselves South African, irregardless whether they agree or not. Even EFF, when they go to the bar, they're open. Makoti, Kaula, open.
In the restaurant,
spirit is good. And it, of course, it's a minor thing when you look at the broader things, I guess. But it's the greatest achievement that we've made. When people were shooting each other, we sit together and talk as South African nationalists. It's a great achievement that we've made. The 25 years of this report is not about that. Political report will say that this one is for Charin. Charin must just look about the activities of committee. Dube never attended a meeting, and that is just an issue. And then to do that. Can we agree that we work out on the report, but the content of the report we are fine?
Yeah.
Okay, colleagues, I think that's the last meeting that we had. And then again, comment, thank you very much for.
Just,
yes, sir.
Just before Chair, there's these two pages that I used. Some, they condemn the information is supposed to be at the beginning of the report, and some contain the information that's supposed to be at the end of the report. It then between the work.
Yeah. Okay, no, I think the report will be good with that. The recommendation always will be towards the end, and then there will be conclusion on the report, and then, of course, the report will thank all of you, comrades, who have made it, the members who have made it. But I think we have worked very well together. And then I think it's a good team, mine. Worked together for many years. 5 years is a long period. But the committee has worked together. The comradeship is there. And then study tours are very important to build comradeship. When we're in China with Malem, Malem as it's pronounced, was like a brother. Was very excited with development in China. Says that has never seen such development. Of course, in the chamber, it says it's too Tibet. But general was extremely happy about the development that the Chinese people made. And he said that we can learn from the beautification of cities. This is very beautiful city. Clean, beautiful, big. And then I was very impressed with all everything in China. Of course, when he come home, he must again take a view in Apatia, and then Tibet, and all that problem, and then communists, and all this problem. But I think members have worked very well. The team that is giving administration, and then we have not been hit here and there, but overall, I think we're hit. And then the team has done well. Andy and the team that worked very well, Charlene that worked very well. Hopefully, really, those who are coming in, you are going to do better than you did with us. A little bit improved. The professionalism has improved every time. The weakness of our country is that we don't have professional civil servant projects. As a result, even parliament, we don't have professional staff. And whether we staff also play politics and stuff and confusion and all this. But I think the staff has worked very well with us. And I think those of us who are coming back, if we are coming back for the committee, will be very happy. I think they'll be very happy to see you around. And we have worked all, and they're also thanking his department for this. There's never been a struggle for us to get ministers to come before the committee. And we are very appreciative of that, Comrade Sovan and this. I think the ministry, they come to every committee. When they're invited, they come. And also, they're not hiding any information from us. And I think we have very well with the department. And I think we are there. We have to continue working well. And thank again for members, and we've done well. We have never suffered for forums generally. Even today I called Honorable Minor, and then of course when he came in, quorum was already there. Simply means that the committee has never suffered so much from quorum. And again, it's very good that we do. And I think we have performed extremely well. The report is highlighting that. And let us accept it, and that we will meet in our party, those who are going to the party, and then we'll have other discussion. But I think the rail must just be very thankful. Thanking Kumbe Tumtiaito, we know that he's working very hard, he's not well, but he's trying his very best. And then it was a good week for the country. Really, the spirit of, even Melham, when he joined us initially, was very hostile to us. And then because he was not a member of parliament, but as he lives now, he's our greatest friend. In fact, that's why anyway, we call him now, in a term for, he's a white buffer. Very rare to have them, but it's a white man. He accepted that because he understood generally that we are all South Africans. What drives us nothing else except the improvement of the quality of life of all of us. That's why today Melham has left from this business. As he goes to energy, and I think it's going to be really very helpful in how we work with other people. We have learned from each other, colleagues, and I know we have learned from you and other teams. And then let us accept that you have done what we're supposed to do for the term. And then we can then move and discharge of our responsibility. And then, Dr. Coleman, as you go back to New York, you give a report there that I saw my son in Johannesburg. I saw him now in Cape Town, they're doing well in South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Because you are representing us there, we are former members of parliament. Surely you are about South Africa everywhere you are. And being a member of parliament here in 1997, I think a lot of things that have changed. And a lot of comrade spirit that is prevailing now. And I guess that as a writer, as a doctor, you'll always encourage us to work more, to do the work. And thank you again for coming. Yeah. Minor, thank you for coming. Yeah.
It's a minor issue that I would like to raise, but also I think it's important administratively that if the committee can adopt, stroke, accept the report with all the adjustment that has been made, notwithstanding that it doesn't need to go to the House, but there should be, for record purposes, a sense of ownership of the collective of members of the committee. Thanks, Chair.
The report is accepted. Minor, also from administration. You have been in administration. Oh, international relations now. Okay, international relations. Okay. The report is moved by Honorable Maslua, second and second. And then all of us, then we were going to change that dispatch of the report. But the content and the way they were to maintain it. That's very important. So thank you very much for it. Thank you.
I'm not sure. We're the new DA or it was. Yeah.